Brooklands Radio Surrey News Review with Graham Laycock and from Surrey Advertiser Chris Meekin. And you can hear the Surrey News. We're going to be having a look at this week's news stories from the Surrey Advertiser. And first, a look at some of the headlines today. Neighbours kicked down a door of a burning home in Sunbury. The Stranglers back a Guildford Star Inn against a noise complaint. And Surrey Council is fully committed to maintaining the controversial countryside car parking charges. All these stories and more as I'm joined by Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Graham. How's it going?
All right. Thank you very much. Surviving the odd snow shower. I hope you are too.
Yeah, we're getting by.
Indeed, indeed. Anyway, shall we start with this story about a dramatic story of a burning home in Sunbury?
Yeah, it's an amazing story, really. Last Friday night, fire brigade were called to a house in Sunbury. And when they got there, they found that two of the neighbours had already kicked the door in to rescue a four-year-old boy who was trapped inside. They'd been trying to talk to him through the letterbox to get him to open the door, but he couldn't really understand them, so they ended up smashing the door down. The boy's grandmother was also inside, and the firefighters were able to get her out as well. It's an amazing achievement by the guy's neighbours, really.
Good. It all ended well in the end.
Yeah. I think they went to hospital, but they were all okay in the end.
Good. It's a story now we've featured before in Guildford about the Star Inn and this old issue of this noise complaint. See, the Stranglers are backing him.
Yeah, so the Star is where the Stranglers played their first ever gig back in September 1974. They were back in town yesterday to unveil a plaque commemorating that gig, and while they were there, I asked them about the noise complaint that's been made against the Star and the noise abatement notice that I'm sure you and your listeners are aware of. But the pub might have to close as a music venue. It's safe to say they were not happy about it. Bassist JJ Burnell said it was a scandal and call for people to get up in arms about it.
Well, the pub's been there a long time with live music, hasn't it? And I'm right in thinking this is a new or modernised block of flats next door that's become their neighbour.
Yeah, there was a sort of small office building directly behind the pub, and a couple of years ago someone came in and converted it into flats. So it's the complaints come from there. But yes, it's been a music venue for over 40 years now.
Yeah, so really people ought to have understood that was the situation, really.
Yeah, you'd think so, yeah.
Mm. Right, well, we'll wait and see how that develops any further. Right now, pupils regularly hurt by staff at Dangerous Way House School.
Yeah, this is a shocking Ofsted report, really, for Way House School in Bramley. It was rated inadequate, and the inspectors, they started their report by saying it wasn't safe for staff and pupils, and it kind of went downhill from there. As you mentioned, the pupils would regularly hurt staff. There were several incidences of staff needing medical attention. Some of the pupils hadn't attended school for a year because they weren't being monitored closely enough. There were safeguarding concerns that went ignored, and they said that the school was in disarray and that the leadership had lost control. The county council has put in a temporary interim executive board and a temporary executive head teacher to turn it around, and they say that progress has already been made, but it does sound like a pretty dire situation though.
Yes, pretty bad indeed. Just shows the value of these Ofsted inspections and reports, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, it was only 18 months ago that they had an inspection that rated them as good.
So, really? Strange
how it collapsed over a pretty short period of time.
Mm. Now, no immediate plans to rebuild Lakers Youth Centre after that devastating fire.
Yeah, so you may remember almost exactly a year ago there was a fire at the Lakers Youth Centre in Goldsworth Park in Woking. Gutted the entire building, burnt down part of the roof, and it's not been entirely clear what's happening what's happening with it. There's all the sort of things, the groups and the things that were put on at the centre have been moved elsewhere, but the sort of local people have fond memories of the centre and want it rebuilt. The County Council said on Tuesday that it didn't have any immediate plans to, which the Mayor of Woking said was disappointing.
Indeed, indeed, absolutely. Now, Guildford Casino nightclub owner Brash Tower Block plans have been refused.
Yeah, so the owner of the casino nightclub in Guildford put in a request, a planning application back in September to build a 14-storey tower on the site of the nightclub. It's the latest in a sort of long line of plans for the site. It was going to have restaurants and shopping on the sort of ground floor and first floor, but most of it was going to be student accommodation. It went up before the planning committee in Guildford a couple of days ago, and they were pretty critical of it. Brash, one of the words used, and basically said it was completely out of keeping with the area, much too tall. Said that the rooms wouldn't have been good enough quality. So they've refused it. The interesting bit, or the difficult bit, is that that's only an indicative decision, because they took more than, I think it's 7 weeks to make a decision on the application. Michelle Harper, the nightclub owner, has already appealed it to the planning inspectorate. So they're the ones that are going to make the final decision, but this is the council kind of putting in their view and saying, no, we don't want this here.
Indeed, yes, indeed. And obviously once one really tall building goes up, then of course everybody wants more tall buildings around it, don't they? And it just escalates.
Yeah, the height of buildings has been a concern in Guildford for a few years now. The Solent development on the station, which is 10 stories, was strongly opposed, although that's now been granted by the planning inspectorate. So they're kind of worried there about even taller buildings.
Yes, indeed. I know it's a big issue in Woking as well, with the huge towers going up there at the moment in the town centre. Now, Surrey Council is fully committed to maintaining these controversial countryside car parking charges that nobody likes.
Yeah, nobody likes them. Thousands of people have signed petitions against them. There's one going to be debated at the council executive at the end of the month. But Mike Goodman, who's the councillor responsible for the parking charges, said on Tuesday he was fully committed to keeping them, and the revenue was already doing something for the environment. It was during a debate on the wider budget for the county council and the consultations they've had recently over closing children's centres and recycling centres in order to, you know, save yet more money. They still haven't said exactly how much money the parking charges are actually bringing in, but we're expecting that to be made available soon.
Yes, and presumably that will increase during the summer months.
Yeah, you'd think so, but it'll be interesting to compare how much it's actually how much revenue is actually brought in, how much it's actually cost, with the estimates beforehand. There's a lot of people that think it will be much lower than expected because people have been staying away from the car parks.
Yes, it could have an adverse effect on visitor numbers overall, couldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's an argument that's been put forward by the people who are opposed to it. And saying that, yes, it's keeping people away from the countryside and at the same time not making nearly as much money as it was expected to.
Yeah. Right, well, Chris, thank you so much for taking us through some of the headlines in this week's Surrey Advertiser. And, of course, wherever you might be, get your local edition and you'll find out all your local stories there. And we look forward to seeing you and talking to you rather again soon, Chris.
Absolutely. Thanks very much.
Cheers then. Bye for now.
Bye.
This has been Brooklands Radio News Review with Graham Laycock and from the Surrey Advertiser, Chris Meekon. And you can hear the Surrey News every Friday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Brooklands Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser, and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk. Radio.